All right, what is up, guys? I don't want to make this too long, just a quick 2-3 minute episode to sort of review what's going on. We don't have too much in the way of news. A lot is coming out about crime in big Democrat cities such as Portland, Austin, Los Angeles. There's a lot, in especially in LA County. Their new DA, who completely screwed up San Francisco, is now decriminalizing a lot of things, such as breaking the peace, breaking and entering can also be decriminalized. And he is really just going to destroy all of California. Austin's crime numbers have gone up. Violent crime has gone up, I believe, 54% since last year. Portland's gone up a ton. Minneapolis has gone up a ton, almost double what they were last year. Same with Chicago. Their homicide rates every weekend just continue to spike as just this defund the police movement continues to move forward. Antifa is also still a big issue. Don't listen to anybody that says it's an idea. Politicians like to say things are ideas. A lot of times they are, but in this case, it's definitely not. I just heard a podcast, the Will Witt Live podcast, episode 24. I would go check that out. It is a former Antifa member interview, and it's really interesting. Antifa is a lot more organized than we think. They have a lot more funding than we think. They really are a domestic terrorist organization. And left, right, or center, we need to get them handled, because they even say people like AOC aren't left enough for them. They are extremely radical. AOC is radical. They are more radical than her. It's ridiculous, and they will go to any extreme they can. They will kill people. They will do whatever they have to do to get their agenda across, and that is not okay. As for fraud, continue to see more of it. There were 113 million registered voters this year for the election, and President Trump got 74 million votes without any fraud, which would only leave Joe Biden to get 59 million votes. And if Republicans win the popular vote, guarantee they won the election. So yeah, we'll see. We got to keep fighting, got to keep holding the line. The date we're looking at right now for stuff to potentially come through. I mean, obviously this stuff could come through any day. We could have a big break with fraud or with Supreme Court or any court. But yeah, the Trump legal team keeps pushing, and the date we're looking at is January 6th, because Congress, and the Senate can do stuff about the election with fraud. The vice president can withhold the electoral stuff. So basically, he can not necessarily keep Biden from getting in, but he can at least delay it or push for another look into it on January 6th. I'm not totally sure how that works, but I will do a lot of research this week and get that information to you guys. The main thing we are focused on right now is the Georgia runoff races. We've got two solid conservative Republicans down there. So yeah, if you live in Georgia, go vote for those guys and get them in so we can keep the Senate blue. Keep the Senate red and Republican, because I have a hard time believing, again, that we gained so many seats in the Congress and then lose seats in the Senate and lose the presidency. I highly doubt that will happen, but we got to keep holding the line and sharing this information with other people. And yeah, just stay strong, guys. Keep fighting for the truth.